This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
People texting in who their tiger is, not their favorite, who the tiger that's going to right the ship and fix this. Get to those later in the hour. Mm-hmm. Cookie jar as well. John, we said Hendon Hooker, something to watch tonight for the Lions. The other story, what about these rookies?
I want to see the rookies. And you mentioned it, you referenced this in terms of my beliefs in what should happen in the preseason. And a couple of years ago, people want to go back and they could listen to me just rant and rave about this team, this offense needs to operate in the preseason. And there's still a little bit of that inside of me because 2 years ago, it was a loss to Seattle that could have been prevented. Maybe if there was a little bit more chemistry, offensively. Last year against Tampa, week two. That's one where you look at it and you go, well, could they have been in a better position? Sure. But it's hard to argue the results of the last 2 years other than obviously getting knocked out against Washington. But that didn't have anything to do with back-to-back division championships.
15 wins a year ago, only one of the two losses that you referenced. So you're starting to change a little bit on what you want to see.
I have. And some of it is the extent at which these teams do practice with other teams. Miami's coming to town. They're going to be here early. They're going to have a couple of practices. We used to do it when I was in Washington with the Pittsburgh Steelers. We'd drive up to Latrobe or they'd come to us in Frostburg, Maryland, and we'd have a day where we would scrimmage together. But it wasn't as structured, and it's basically structured like a preseason game, but with certain situations that both coaches want to be able to see their guys in. So it's probably the best of the situations. The rookies will play in that. There's no question about that. Penei Sewell, Jared Goff, the offense, defense, they're all going to play in those. And that's where you're going to get a lot of work. But I still want to see rookies be exposed to as much stimulus as possible that is different from what they did in college. And I know that both of these guys, whether it's at Ohio State or Georgia, they played in big moments. It's not about the road environment. It's not about the size of the moment, because playing against Atlanta in the preseason, like, you're not going to get a ruckus environment. No. You're not going to have to go silent count. But there is something to be said. There's differences of traveling in college versus the NFL. There's differences playing in NFL stadiums. And the pressure right now of being able to compete in those situations. And I'll put it as simple as this. Coaches aren't on the field in the games. We all know that. They are at practice. Even in these scrimmages, you come back to the huddle and your coach is either running into the huddle to tell you something or to make a correction or give you a pat on the back saying, great job. Well, in the game, they're not there. You are forced to solve problems and, whether good or bad, make things happen on the field. And I think it's even more so for offensive and defensive linemen. He's not going to be playing next to Penei Sewell when they play Atlanta. I get that. But there are things individually that you can learn from. And I think rookies just need every exposure to as much stimulus as possible before you get to week one of your rookie season.
So you're cool with the vets sitting the entire preseason, guys like Goff, right? All pros,
yeah, I've resigned. I mean, my background tells me no.
But you're trying to modernize.
Yeah, I'm trying to come into the modern era.
Well, and John, I appreciate that you can speak to a personal experience, and I understand and appreciate that you're also trying to measure up with what they're doing now as opposed to what they did then. You still want to see rookies in the preseason, specifically these guys, first and second round picks, Williams and Ratledge. They're starters. Starters I don't need to see in the preseason. Starters are going to get to play in these joint practices, and those reps are so much more valuable. They can tailor make red zone trips and reps. They can play 2-minute drill and 4-minute offense. That's not guaranteed to happen in the preseason. Ratledge could play in the preseason, but he's not going to play next to Sewell or Glasgow because those are vets. So he's not developing the chemistry anyway. I'd rather just keep him with that unit, get the real reps in the joint practices, bubble wrap him in the preseason, and if he starts a little slow out of the gate, it's a trade-off. I'm keeping him healthy, and I need him humming at the end of the season. So I'm cool if he doesn't play.
There's being able to execute the offense, because it's going to be new for both of these guys. And not for Mahogany, he was in some of this terminology last year, but it's being able to process that, get to the line of scrimmage, and perform. Those are some of the things, and I know you're going to be doing that in practice, but again, it's very much different. Even if they were at home, you go into Ford Field, and being able to process what you're hearing in the huddle and executing it at the line of scrimmage, I just feel that rookies, they need that. And maybe it's only one drive, maybe it's two, and if the coaches see what they like in those first two, maybe you don't see them against Miami or in that final preseason game. But I don't want to wait and hope that maybe in next week against Miami we get a chance to see it, or wait till week one, which is on the road at Green Bay,
Then
you follow up with a home game against Chicago, two division opponents. You got to be ready to go and hit the ground running this year in this schedule.
Texter says they need to play at least a little in the preseason. The starters do. Shake off the rust, lock it in. Can't risk for waiting for the first team to find their groove in week three. That's Mike cleaning the carpet.
And I used to 100% wholeheartedly agree with that. But I do think the way that the scrimmages are put together, that takes the place of what we used to know as the regular preseason games.
Those are in some ways even more valuable than those preseason games were, because you can tailor make the reps to what you want to see.
So things like that, like countless reps are happening between Glasgow and Goff in practice, and therefore we don't need to make sure that they have a good exchange.
Right. So this guy needs to see them run a 6-play drive and punt the ball.
Right.
And now they're in rhythm. That come on. And honestly, so can I just say this too?
But for Ratledge, it's even different, because I may want to get him some game snaps at center. He plays in this game, he may not be the starting center, but he may be, or the starting guard, he may be the starting center.
Maybe.
And now all of a sudden, because it is a new position, it's a new experience, I want to see how he acts or interacts with his line mates. How is he making calls? All of those things can be seen on film, and I think it's important that he gets that game opportunity at a new position.
But I just need to say this. You've referenced, hey, a couple week two losses the last couple years, and this guy references getting it right before week three. I find it kind of funny that that's the traumatizing thing from Lions fans, that they're like, well, what if we lose a game early, and not the mountain of injuries they had a year ago, and I'm the guy advocating try to minimize those injuries in the preseason. That, to me, is more valuable than, well, what if we lose one of the first two games of the season?
Injuries are always going
to
be a risk.
Right, but I'm willing to risk the injuries when they're practicing next to the other ones. I'm not willing to risk the injury playing against nobody's. Like, John, you mentioned when you were in the preseason, Simeon Rice was on the opposite line. There's no Simeon Rice-esque player that they're going to go against. There's
That's
no
fine.
Tampa 2 blitzes. It's just putting them out there unnecessarily.
I don't care who they're seeing on defense. I don't care how complex it is. I want them to go out there and be able to perform in that environment and be exposed to it before week one, before they're running out there for the first time, fulfilling a childhood dream of playing in the NFL.
I agree with you about the rookies, and especially offensive linemen like that. Like, it's good to be in the Ford Field environment. The crowds are big for these games, with the play clock and getting down.
Some of it's just operation.
Right. The first two games this year are way more important than the last couple of years. They are division games. Okay, so there is a little bit more of a premium on these games.
But why is that the emphasis and not minimizing injury?
No, what I'm going to say is I don't think preseason, not playing in the preseason, led to them losing game two at home the last 2 years. The Seattle game was a disaster defensively.
Right.
Yes.
I was at that game. Yeah. And then the Tampa game was coaching mistakes at the half.
Yeah, which Campbell himself owned. And I also think the game plan was squirrely. I mean, throwing it as much as they did, especially second half when Vita Vea went down. I thought that was more coaching than player.
And I think we always look at Tampa, especially. Tampa is a good team, and they got a good defense. And they match up well with the Lions.
Yeah, I just go back to the experiences I had as a rookie. And maybe when we have TJ in, or if he's listed, he wants to text one of us, his may be different. But what I learned about the NFL game in those first four opportunities to get on the field, well, they weren't extensive opportunities, but what I gained from that really helped me when we played the Giants or even Detroit, which I think was either week two or week three. Those were lessons that really helped me be ready, more ready for week one than I would have been if we just sat out.
Of course, the reps come with a benefit, but the risk is just if something happens to these guys. I mean, they're relying so heavily on Tate Ratledge to be a starter on a group that's missing two players from last year's line. We know about the D-line with Tyleek Williams. They have some injuries up front, including Aleem McNeil and obviously Levi Onwuzurike. They need bodies. They need them to be healthy. The trade-off just isn't there. Like, I understand you can get hurt anytime you play. I'll trade that off when I'm getting A-level reps in practice. I'm not going to trade it off for C-level reps in the preseason, not with guys who are starters.
Yeah, but you're downgrading. I accept the fact that there's a risk of injury, but I don't think they're C-level reps. You may be playing against C-level opponents or next to a C-level guy, but those are A-plus reps that you're going to get before you play when it really matters in the NFL.
248-539-9797. Some thoughts on what to watch tonight in the preseason. We are going to get back into Tiger baseball. They're still playing real games, and they're in a critical stretch right now. Tarek Skubal's going to pitch tonight against the Angels. We want to know who's your Tiger to get them back on track. It's 97-1.
Hey, maybe you're going to sit down tonight and watch some football. Thinking, maybe I want an ice-cold beer. Well, Founders Brewing Company has been making high-quality beers right here in Michigan for over 25 years. With a focus on using the highest quality ingredients, you can always count on Founders to deliver extraordinary quality in everything they release. And with that dedication in mind, their all-day IPA is crafted for every and any moment. It's easy drinking, refreshing, and flavorful. All-day IPA is the kind of IPA that's never out of place. So whether you're tailgating, sitting down to watch a game, grilling, on the boat, hitting the beach, doesn't matter. You could just be kicking back. It's smooth, full of flavor, and endlessly crushable. It goes where the good times are. So look for All Day IPA at a store near you. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Tiger baseball with an off day yesterday. Back at it tonight. Scooble on the mound. Let's pick up some pieces here. John, they had the Hoosier Tiger campaign back in the day. And it evokes, you know, like your favorite. And I love Miggy and JV and Brandon Inge, right? Fan favorites. We don't want to know your favorite Tiger today. We want to know who the Tiger that fixes this needs to be. And we know it's more than a one-man job, but start with one name. 248-539-9797. Who's your Tiger to fix this?
It's got to be Riley Green. And I know it seems like it's the most obvious, and sometimes the most obvious answer is the right answer. It has to be him. He can't be the guy that he has been for the past 6 weeks. He needs to be able to get on base. He needs to be able to make contact with the ball. And it's not just when they have a lead. I know you went through all the stats yesterday or 2 days ago, but this is a position where you expect to whom much is given, much is expected. And there's a lot of expectations on Riley Green. It has to happen when they're down by three. It needs to happen in the first inning to set a lead. It needs to happen when there's two strikes, when there's two outs. Like, those are the situations where you look at it and you're like, okay, Riley Green should be that guy and needs to be that guy. He can't not be the hole in your lineup.
Too many uncompetitive at-bats, right, where you're swinging and missing, sitting down, the ball doesn't get put in play, nobody gets to go first to third, there's no sack flies, there's no advancing a runner, there's no pressure on a defense to execute even a basic ground ball. He has to be so much better. I like that one. I went with Matt Vierling. You know, they've made it a point that they don't need a right-handed bat. He can play infield, he can play outfield, he's a good base runner, he's played in a World Series, they need more from him. And we're almost out of excuses. He's about to hit that 100 at-bat mark. He can play at the top of the order when he's hitting, but if he's not, he shouldn't even be in the lineup. That's a guy who can swing things dramatically from sitting on the bench to being a fixture in your top five of the lineup. I went with Matt Vierling because I look at right-handed batters on this team, and I think Torque's going to do his thing and Torres is going to do his thing, and then I don't know who else they've got. You know what I mean? They can do the specialist thing with Jones and Ibanez. Baez has fallen off a cliff. I put it on Vierling. They need a boost. Tom, who's your Tiger?
Mine is definitely Casey Mize, and I agree with both of yours. I mean, there's a lot of guys here because the whole team has been slumping. Riley Green's such an obvious, he has to play like an all-star, but for me, it's Mize. I mean, remember, Mize was his all-star, you know? He needs to become the number two. I don't think he's the clear two yet. Has been pitching like that the last month. They need him. I think he's the most likely to pitch consistently. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, he should be. Yeah, I mean, because Reese Olson's not coming back.
Right. And I think the starting pitching has really triggered what's going on here in the last month of Tiger baseball. I do. I mean, they've given up, and it's not all starting pitching, but they don't put the offense in a good situation. You know?
And they leave their bullpen out to dry, too.
Yeah, and if they can get a second starter along with Scooble to, you know, keep that bullpen fresh, I think that'll help take some of the pressure off.
Well, if we don't feel like they have a good bullpen, and they don't, you don't want to overtax it.
Right.
You want to be able to hide some of those guys and not need to dip into it in the fifth or sixth inning.
This is his moment to live up to the pick that he was. He's been through a lot. He has shown flashes that he was deserving of that pick.
Yeah.
Now it's time to do it. Kind of like how Torque has turned the contributor. And I would look, Mize made the All-Star game, so that might have been a little unfair there. But at the same time, become the guy.
Well, a stabilizer. Yeah. And you're right. Number one overall pick. I don't know if he'll ever live up to like true ace stuff, but can he be a... He was the number two for a large stretch of this season. They're going to need him to finish the season. Him or Flaherty, someone's got to be the number two. And ideally, you got one, two, and three. And now, instead of needing one guy, you've taken so much pressure off of your bullpen.
Right. And for Mize, like, I know we're talking about the rest of the season now, but in the postseason, if you have to play in that three-game series, what do you need?
Right.
You need two wins. You pencil one in for Scooble. Somebody else has to get one. In a five-game series, you need three. Can you count on Scooble for two of those? then you need one more from another pitcher.
If I could spotlight a guy in the bullpen, it would be Tyler Holton. He's one of the few lefties they have that they could lean on. He has been so up and down this season. Last year, he was their third most valuable player, according to WAR, behind only Skubal and Riley Green. He can be an opener, he can be a bulk guy, he can be a lefty specialist, or he can be a pain in the ass, which he's been at times this season.
Yeah, and if he's used less, he could be more effective, right. Which is why I chose Mize out of everybody. I just think somebody needs to take the pressure off this bullpen besides Tarek Skubal. Mm-hmm. Somebody needs to give you a quality start. I know people laugh at that stat. When we have four guys in the rotation that aren't going six innings, that's a problem. Mize can take it down to three. Flaherty can do it once in a while, but you trust Charlie Morton or Paddock to give you six innings consistently?
Finnegan has come up on the ticket text as who your Tiger is that's going to fix this, because you work backwards. You go, well, now I have a ninth inning, and then if Vest can settle in, I got an eighth inning. You start working backwards. Finnegan's come up on the ticket text. Jemai Jones, ticket text.
So those guys can be good complementary pieces. But I think it has to be somebody that you are expecting to be good on a day-in, day-out basis when it matters most.
How about Javi Baez? We got a ticket texter who says they got to fix him.
Yes, there's no question. I mean, Javi Baez, if he would just get back to plate discipline and not be swinging at things in the other's batter's box, that's where if he strikes out, he strikes out. It's going to happen. It's going to happen for Riley Green. But if you're swinging at strikes and not making contact, or at least it's a good pitch, like he's swinging at pitches that aren't even qualified as good pitches.
The one the other night was a Tuesday night, so bad.
The last month, he has played like Javi from last season.
Yeah, I know.
Batted at least. Like
this last ticket text, is it cheating? Doesn't name a player, says Chris Fetter. Whatever he's doing with these arms has not been working. He needs to get back to working the magic and getting something out of these guys. Well, they did put it on him with their deadline. They put it on him. We'll get to the cookie jar, but first, Heather, with the news.
Well, four Michigan men have been busted in this massive counterfeit online perfume scheme and are now facing charges after allegedly selling fake product for years. So Attorney General Dana Nessel said that this bust is one of the largest counterfeit product seizures in state history. She says she was contacted by Walmart in 2023 to actually help with this investigation into a seller that was on the retailer's like marketplace website. And the seller, who is from Port Huron, is accused of selling more than $1 million worth of counterfeit products. This is in cologne and perfumes as a third-party seller. And after executing a search warrant, more than 300 boxes full of all of this knockoff perfume and cologne was seized. And then it was discovered that he was also selling fake products on Amazon for a while. And then during the investigation, they found the seller's wholesaler, who was from Sterling Heights, busted him. And then another man as well was arrested in connection to all of this. But also selling other products, not just this cologne, but like fake Victoria's Secret products, Chanel, Abercrombie, L'Oreal, all sorts of like counterfeit products. Crazy. I just was watching this video online. Also crazy. Somebody was injured on a Royal Caribbean cruise ship after the glass part of a water slide broke.
Oh, really?
This, I don't know the exact injuries, but it sounds horrendous.
Yeah, it sounds
when
awful.
You think of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, like they have those like tunnel slides.
Yeah, oh, sure. Yeah,
and you slide part along of it is glass so that everybody can watch you slide down. Well, there's video and water is just gushing out of the clear part of the slide because the glass broke and somebody was sliding down at the time.
Oops.
Just imagine, I'm just picturing like glass fragments being stuck into your body as you slide down the slide.
Or if it came out as a pain, then all of a sudden there's just a giant hole. Yeah.
Well, it didn't do that, thankfully. It looks like it just cracked.
Oh.
But water was gushing out onto the deck below.
Yeah, that's going to leave a mark.
And a huge lawsuit coming their way
for
sure. There was a guy who fell overboard into Lake Superior and is now sharing his basically story of survival. So this guy, Peter Joyce, he was on a ferry coming from Minnesota. He was going to Isle Royale for this big annual boys trip, a fishing trip.
Cool.
And during that trip, he fell overboard off this ferry into the freezing Lake Superior, and he didn't have a life jacket, and the captain of the boat had no idea he fell
that
overboard.
He fell over.
So he gets into the water, was able to survive that fall, sees the boat just going on. So he said,
anybody seen Jerry?
Yeah. He knew he had to remain calm or things were going to get bad fast. So he started swimming the 2 miles to the island. He said he had to take off all of his outer clothing because it was just slowing him down. Yeah. And to conserve energy, he just kind of mixed up the type of swimming strokes he was doing, you know, from backstroke, side stroke when he got really tired. Once he made it to the island, he was then trapped on a rock surrounded by water and cliffs. And thankfully, he was eventually picked up by a local conservation officer. And he says he just can't express his gratitude. He could have gotten hypothermia, even though it's summertime. The water in Lake Superior is very cold enough for hypothermia. And then once he was rescued, he was also thanking his mom for putting him in swim lessons. So parents, because he said he knew how to swim. Yeah. Knew all the different strokes and was able to survive. Pretty crazy.
Glad he knew which direction to go too, because when you're in the water 2 miles away, you can't see the island.
Not at
water level.
You know, and he said it was dark. He was swimming in the dark, too.
Wow. Yeah, he's very fortunate.
Speaking of Lake Superior and things up in the UP, Stormy Cromer, you guys familiar with them? The hat company?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They just unveiled a new collegiate hat line highlighting 18 universities across Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. I saw the story and had to put it in because they're made and manufactured in Ironwood, which is where our cottage is. So the new hat line will be available on August 12th. And they're the winter caps that are notorious with the Stormy Cromer. And they'll be embroidered with the colors and the logos of the universities. Tons of Michigan State, Oakland, Michigan Central, Ferris, Grand Valley, Lake Superior State, Michigan Tech, Northern. Oh, list goes on and on. Starting at $55. So, John, maybe too expensive for you for a hat. But
no, it's a hat that actually serves a function.
It does.
And has enough material to you can look at it and go, yeah, okay, I think that might be worth $50.
All right. Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Got myself a few of those.
We got one for Emily when she was a baby. It's the cutest little Stormy Cromer hat. And of course, it only fit her for like a couple months. Then she outgrew it. But we went and did the factory tour. It's pretty cool if you go.
Yeah. I have not done that.
If you go up there, put that on your bucket list as well. It's pretty cool.
Coming up next, it's the cookie jar. Some big debates on the internet. A couple questions for us to settle amongst ourselves. It's next, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.